Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller filed a lawsuit on Monday to shut down an alleged puppy laundering ring, including dissolving two, quote, pet rescue nonprofits accused of exporting designer dogs from Iowa to pet shops in other states. Lynn Hicks is Communications Director for the Attorney General's Office. Welcome to KHOI, Lynn.
Can you hear me?
We can. Yeah, you're a little bit fuzzy, but we can hear you.
Okay.
What exactly does the term puppy laundering mean?
Puppy laundering is the practice of using nonprofit rescue groups to hide the source of dogs. This is meant to deceive consumers and to circumvent puppy mill bans. There are laws in other states, for example, California, Chicago has a municipal law that bans the commercial sale of some pets coming from sources other than animal control shelters or rescue groups.
What do you mean by some pets?
Well, I think the California law covers dogs, cats, and rabbits, but I'd have to look that up for sure, but I think that's what I mean by some pets.
If you are living in California, you can only buy a dog from a rescue shelter. You can't get you can't go to a purebred dog breeder.
That's my understanding, yes, that it's meant to shut down these so-called puppy mills, and commercial sale of dogs from breeders is not allowed.
Tell us what happened.
Well, in this case, we received a call from an Iowan who had heard about this going on. So we started investigating in June 2018 and sent out subpoenas to these nonprofits that we heard of. One of them was called Hobo Canine Rescue, based in Britt. And then later, after we started investigating, another one popped up called Rescue Pets Iowa, based in Ottumwa. And we discovered that these two are connected, and they're also connected to a for-profit breeder based in Britt called Jack's Puppies.
These two groups, Rescue Iowa and the other one, whose name I can't remember, they're nonprofit organizations that claim that their mission is to rescue animals?
That's right. They say that their mission is to help unwanted or undesirable canines and or felines find their forever homes. However, they weren't acting like a typical rescue. They weren't seeking donations from the public. They weren't advertising, like you see a lot of rescue groups saying, hey, we have this unwanted dog that was turned in. In fact, our documents showed that they were sending puppies, especially out of state, and they were selling these for a lot of money. And that should be a red flag to people if they find that a dog is, you know, more than $1,000 and claims to be and is a purebred puppy, that sort of thing, and is being sold for, say, more than $1,000. That should be a red flag that it might not be truly a rescue.
You know, on the surface, it sounds like they could just be saying, well, we're a rescue organization and we're sending animals to other states where they can only buy rescue animals and maybe they have a shortage there. But you're saying that that's not exactly, that they were actually working with sources that were not reputable. Is that what you're saying?
We're saying that they deceived consumers by saying that these dogs were rescues when in fact they were coming from the for-profit breeders. They were coming from breeders in Iowa and probably other states, our investigation is indicating.
These aren't necessarily, quote, rescue dogs. They're actually being gotten from breeders.
Right. They're puppies. They're purebred or designer breeds like Golden Doodles. You know, there's no indication that these are, you know, unwanted dogs in need of adoption. And, you know, in some cases we found in a pet shop in Chicago, they were claiming that this was a rescued Golden Doodle puppy from Hobo Canine, and it was being sold for almost $4,000. So that's not your typical kind of unwanted rescue dog that you might find at a legitimate rescue or an animal shelter.
Does it appear that they were not only falsifying who these animals were, but did it appear that they were actually making money on this?
One of our subpoenas showed that over a two-year period, Hobo Canine sold these dogs for $714,000.
That's a pricey dog.
Yeah. So, you know, this was a pretty extensive operation, and that's probably only a portion of it.
For the sake of somebody listening to this show, could you give some things to watch out for, since this does seem to be something that is happening in Iowa? What should you be looking for if you're looking for a dog to make sure you're working with a reputable rescue organization?
That's right. I mean, first of all, you know, ask a lot of questions about where the dogs come from, and do some research on the rescue group, and there should be some information out there. For example, there were quite a few reports about Hobo Canine Rescue and Jack's puppies. If people had done the research, they would have seen that. Other red flags. I mean, if a place is offering designer purebred puppies, that typically would be for sale. that's one sign. If they're not spaying or neutering their dogs, most legitimate rescues do that to prevent breeding. And if a group is rescue group is not accepting donations from the public to offset the cost of their work, most of them charge just minimal fees associated with shots, and so it's very rare that a legitimate rescue would be, especially here in Iowa, would be offering dogs for sale for more than $1,000. Mm-hmm. So those are all things to watch for.
That's kind of a red flag, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Hicks. I appreciate you taking time to talk to us about this and for giving out the information about this. I know this is something a lot of people care about. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ursula. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Lynn Hicks, Communications Director from the Attorney General's Office, talking about the newest lawsuit that came out this week against a puppy laundering mill. So somebody's offering you a dog, a rescue dog, for more than $800. Think twice.